Parshas Pinchas. Kanoyin Poigenboy. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that pay out. Hagoyinim es hakasla v'makalu v'koysim v'avoy el aramis ha-kanoyim poigenboy. Avoy el aramis kanoyim poigenboy. The Gemara says, halocha v'ein moirin king. Halocha v'ein moirin king. There's a halocha Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra and Simon Tezayim. Havoy el akusis im loy pogu boy kanoyim v'loy hilku bezdin. Then Hari Oinchem Afurish B'Divrei Kabbalah that he gets Karis. So what is the Mechaber saying? A person that's Boil Aramis, if there was not Kanoim Poigenboy and there was no Malkus, then the din is he's going to get Karis. Frek Techelkis Mechoikik, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down the din of Kanoim Poigenboy? He says it Kal Achar Yad. He says, Abol Akusis in Loibo Poguboy Kanoim, then the din is going to be, you get Karis. The Ramal, the Moshel, and the end of Chosh Mishpot, but the Ramah brings down this din. There's a special din. So the Chalak is Mechoik is asking, why doesn't the Mechaber bring it down? So I was clearing, if it's a Chiddush, the Klal is Halacha ve'ein Moirin King. You're not allowed to give such a Hayra. If you know the Halacha, then you do it. And more than that, if you know the Halacha. If you're a Kanoi, the din is Kanoi and Poigin Boy. If you're not a Kanoi, then that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is that a Kanoi. Kanoi is someone that understands on his own to do it. If he's asking already, that's not the shaila. Kanoi poigin boy. And the din is halocha ve'ein moirin king. Maybe there's a machlokes mechaber ramah. The mechaber holds you can't write azah halocha in Shulchan Aruch. That's also called halocha ve'ein moirin king. Stelling it avek at the sif in Shulchan Aruch is keneged halocha ve'ein moirin king. So the mechaber he brings it. Well, who's im loy pogu boy kanoim? Harei Mefurish B'Dimrei Kabbalah Latina B'Kars. Oh, but the Mechaber can't bring it down as a sip in Shulchan Aruch. He holds that a steerer that doesn't stim on Halacha Me'Moirin King. Hi, the Chalukah B'Chaytik asks that the Ramah brings it down in Choshe Mishpat Siman Tov Chav Dalet. The Ramah brings it down. Vayit is the Ramah Sechalukah. It's a Machloik. It's Mechaber Ramah Pshat in Halacha Me'Moirin King. The Mechaber held that bringing it as a sip in Shulchan Aruch would also be called Moirin King. You're giving a Hayra. You're selling a Bek as a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A sip in Shulchan Aruch. That's Moirin King. The Ramah argues, the Ramah holds that writing it as a sip in Shulchan Aruch is not yet a darga of Moirin King. Mamai says the Rambam does bring it down, Marichas, he brings down the din of Halacha Vein Moirin King, but he also brings down Perikid Beis, Hilchas Yisrubiya, Marichas, the gather of that if a person is Boyal or Amis in front of Asorim Yisrael, that there's a din of Kanoim Poigimboy. Pogoboy Kanoim, Areze, Areilim, Shubachim, Vizrizim, Vizaya, Yamaisa, Shalpinchas, Vizimri. The Rambam says over there, Ein hakanoi rashoi lufgoya behen elo b'shas maisa kizimri shenemer elo elsa isha el kubasa. Stating the Rambam, you're not allowed to be poigayan in them only b'shas maisa. Avol im pirish, if the boil was already pirish, ein hargin oisa, you don't kill him. Vim hargu neheragol, if you kill him after the maisa, chayiv misa, you're already tzeh. The din of kanan poigimai is only b'shas maisa. Now there's a stira in Rambam, minei yuvei, we just said it, there's a stira minei yuvei. He starts off Ein Hakanoi Rashoi with Goya Bohen, both of them, the Ish and the Isha. Ela B'Shas Maisa. Abel Impirish Ein Hargin Oisoi. It's Meduik only Ein Hargin Oisoi, but Oisoi you still will. You still will be killing. And it's Avada Mevor Azoi because it's Mevor La Halacha that you kill the Isha also. Lav Davka Mitzad the Din of Kanan Poydimoy. Nor the Isha, the Aramis is Chayiv Al Stakola. There's a Din even that's a Behemet Aroigu. When a Behemet is the Vera with a Behemet, a Rivea. So it's al stakol of the cloin that you're killing the isha. The ikur is talking like the diag of the sefer. I don't know why in the beginning it says eni rashoi lufgoya bohen el b'shas ma'isa. L'chayra only lufgoya boy. Lufgoya boy could even be shalai b'shas ma'isa. It's even meduyik in the psukim. In the end of the last week's parash. No, over here by Yostaka. The shame ish yisrael hamuke asher huke es hamidyonis. The name of the ish yisrael who was muke together with the midyonis is Zimri ben Solo. But the Isha just says, Vashem ha-Isha ha-Muka, doesn't say Isha ha-Muka in Zimri. By Zimri, it has to say, Vashem is Yisrael ha-Muka, Asher hukes ha-Midyonis, because Zimri's Chiv Misa is only B'Shas Maisa, together with the Isha, with Cosby. Cosby is Avada Chayav Astakol. Now it's interesting, the Rambam later on, Halacha Yud, he brings down that Avada, an Isha is killed Astakol, he brings a Raya from where? Because it says later the Chal Isha Yadas Ishla Mishkav Zachar Haroigu that they killed all the Noshim. Fragging the Mefarshim, why did the Ram have to bring a raya from the fact that they killed all the Noshim, bring a raya from the fact that they killed Kozbi? And the Pshat is Azoi. Mitzad that they killed Kozbi, it wouldn't be a raya, because maybe Kozbi was Bishas Maisa. She Grada was killed Bishas Maisa. The Rambam wanted to bring out that the Isha is Nereges even Shaloi B'Shas Maisa. That you learn out from Midian. Now, the Din of Kanoi and Poigami, again, we touched on, if you're a Kanoi, then Paker, it's a mitzvah, raise the Meshubach, the Zoras to go be Hoirig, the Boyal Aramis. If someone else comes and tries to stop the Kanoi and kills him, he's a Ritzeach. Right? If the Kanoi comes to kill the Boyal, and someone else comes and sees that the Kanoi is going to kill somebody, right? Normally you see a roidef after someone, a roidef, you're supposed to stop a roidef. But if you're fakir, the Kanoi is doing the right thing. So if anything, the other person's a Ritzeh. But that's only true if he's a Kanoi. If he's not a Kanoi, and he's stamas are killing the boil, not mitzvah Kanois, then he's a roidef, and then the other person is taka. So there's a whole shailen, there's a tshuva of Moshe. Let's say you're not sure he's a Kanoi. You see, Reuven is being boiled around. Shimon is going to kill Reuven. Levi says, I don't know if Shimon's a Kanoi. Maybe Shimon is Tamaz Eretzach. Zokter Misofik, you have to assume he's a Kanoi. Because a Yid has a Cheskes Kashrus. Why is he killing? Why is Shimon killing Reuven? His Cheskes Kashrus says that Avadi is doing it as Kanois. But he says, what if you know Bevadois that it's not as Kanois? It's klar. It's a Shimon is Soinim mit Moshul Shoyim, whatever. You know Bevadois, Shimon is Nisht. That Taka Levi could kill Shimon, but when you're not sure, misavik about, you have to be knowing that it's also kanos.
Because
that's what he says. The Gemara, that same sugya in Sanhedrin, it says, "Ilu nepach Zimri b'hargo lePinchas ein nereg alav shari roidefu." If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, Zimri would not be nenash, because the ma'isa Pinchas is a roidef. Pinchas is coming to kill Zimri. Abola hargecha. Hashkem lahargoy. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't be Nenash. Because sach hakol, Pinchas is after him to kill him. So the shayla is like this, the Achronim have a kasha. We know there's a din by Roidif, you're only supposed to kill the Roidif if there's no other way to stop him. If it's nitin lat siloy be'echad mivorev, if you can stop the Roidif by shooting him in the hand, throwing the stone at his hand, stopping him a different way with a different aver without killing him, you have to do it that way. So there's a kasha, what are you telling me that Zimri has a right to be hired with Pinchas? It's not true. The din of Kanoi and Poigimoy is only B'Shas Maisa. Now Zimri sees Pinchas is coming to kill him. Zimri has a way of stopping Pinchas without killing him. How do you know? Sometimes you can't. The only way is to stop by killing him. Zimri could be Poirish. If he's Poirish, that's Pinchas is not going to kill him anymore. The din of Kanoi and Poigimoy is only B'Shas Maisa. So why does Zimri have a head to kill Pinchas? It's Nidan Latzilav Echad Mevorav, which Eber does a lane. It could be Poirish. So the Mishle Melech says a klal that the din of nitin latzila be'echad mivarev is only for somebody else. The nirdaf alein doesn't have that din. If someone's roidif after someone to kill him, the nirdaf himself has a right to kill the roidif, even if it's nitin latzila be'echad mivarev. There's a whole tumult, is it because he's for a tumult and he's not going to know if he's able to? Or no, the Mishle Melech is mashmed, is it a klal? The nirdaf does not have the hagbola of nitin latzila be'echad mivarev. Is doichet. Amalach HaBitrach also, who says Zimri knows if Pinchas is going to stop? There's a machlekes Rambam Raya, if you need hasra by Kanan Poigimoy. But if you don't need hasra, how does Zimri know? Zimri sees someone with a roimach on top of him. How does he know that he's going to be, if he's Poirish, it's going to stop it? And that's what asks the Gemara, Ibu Harik Zimri Lepimitz. Now the Gemara describes the story that no one knew what to do. The Hema Boichim, everyone's crying. The end of last week's parasha. And Pincha says, Vayar Pinchas, what did he see? Roa Maisa, he saw the Maisa. V'nizkar Halacha, he remembered he learned this Halacha. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar le'achi avi abo, his great uncle, Lo'ikach li'maritanu v'riditcha me'arsinai, that a boy of Aramas can unplay him, didn't he learn such a Halacha? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Amar le'kraina de igris ha'il heavy provocative. You brought up the idea, so you should be mashla amas, with the mitzvah, you should be mamshla. So the Achrayim, the Rishayim ask already, the Ran asked over there in Sanhedrin, what happened to Halacha the Ein Moirin came? Pinchas came to ask, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Karina de agrisa. What happened to Halacha Ve'en Moirikin? So the Ran says that Halacha Ve'en Moirikin is if you're coming to ask and you don't know the Halacha. But here Pinchas knew the Halacha. He was Derech Eretz asking. He wasn't asking. He was like reminding. Didn't we learn such a Halacha? The Orach Ner wants to say a different pshat. He wants to say, we know there's a Machloikis whether Pinchas was already a kohen or not. Machlekes in Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel. One man the Gemara says loy niskay in Pinchas at shaharig lezimri. Until this meister of Pinchas, when he killed Zimri and the Torah was mechadish lachain and he noisim like brisi shalom and he became a kohen, until then he wasn't a kohen. Why wasn't he a kohen? Is it enkel for Aaron? Because the kohanim are only Aaron ubonov and yotzi chalasein afterwards. Pinchas was already born, was not a kohen. I'm always said a chiddush. Even if he wasn't a kohen, avad he could eat truma. He's not worse off than a bas kohen. So he's a ben kohen. A ben kohen can I zayich a bas kohen? But the boy wasn't a kohen. And the other man says, no, he was already a kohen. The chiddush over here was that when he was given the kohunas, maybe also would say if he would lose the kohuna, state that he still has the kohuna. But there's a machlokes if Niskayin Zimri, in Niskayin Pinchas, kohenim shaharig leZimri. Zoftar Achaner, this was Pinchas Hashaili, he was going to kill Zimri, now he's going to become Tomei. So Pinchas was asking, on the tzadet, Niskayin Pinchas, kohenim shaharig leZimri, on the tzadet he already was a kohen, does he have a right to do it, nitzadet that he's going to become Tomei. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered him that he should do it. And Yesh Lodin maybe, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bnei, the Targum Yonis and Barichas explained that there was dozens of Nisim over here, 12 Nisim, he said, a whole Cheshvin, that there was different Nisim, and one of them was that the Taka didn't die right away, therefore he wasn't Tomei. But his Shaila was not on the Etzem Din of Kanaim Poigim. On the Etzem Din of Kanaim Poigim, where his Halacha Vein Moirin came. Pinchas' Shaila was, what about the Tumah, because he's a Kohen. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, Mashatiretz, Karayin Da'agas, Evil Avi Provak. So Vayokam Itoicha Eidah Vayikach Roimach Biyodoy. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Vayikach Roimach Biyodoy Mikan She'ein Nechnosin B'Kli Zayin B'Beis HaMedrash. You're not supposed to go in with weapons into a Beis HaMedrash. Now this is Aloha Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Shulchan Aruch brings down this Aloha. Mutter Likonis L'Beis Knesses B'Matloi B'Tarmili B'Apandosoi V'Yesh Oysra Likonis B'Oy B'Sakin Aruch. You shouldn't go into shul with a long knife over Rosh Magula. Now, Pasha means you shouldn't go in with a long knife or without a yarmulke. Now, it's a modern zach. First of all, it's already brought down in Shulchan Aruch about Kisei Arosh. In Simon Beis, this is the din of Kisei Arosh. And later on, in Simon Sadi Aleph, it's already brought down the halacha of Kisei Arosh. Voshtei Dov, Bazundur Halacha, also Likonis, the Rasak and Aruch of Arosh Magola. So, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that it's a toys, it's Vesak and Aruch. It said Reish Mem Gimel, and it was Reish Mem Ches, really. It was also Likonis, the Besakin Aruch, Oy Beroimach, Reish Magulu, a Toys that was originally, it said Oy Beroimach, and it's Mamash of this Gemara, Vayoka Mitoicha Eida, Vayigach Roimach Biyodoi, and Vayigach Roimach Biyodoi was the Makar, the Gemara says, Mikan Shalaynach Nasa, the Kli Zain, Lebeis HaKnesses, and that's the Salah, and Simon Kufnal, also Likonis, Besakin Aruch, Oy Beroimach. Another shot is Rosh Magulad, not that you're not without a yarmulke, it's that the sakin is with Rosh Magulad. Don't come up with a knife that's not in the sheath. It shouldn't be Magulad. The head of the knife shouldn't be Magulad, but Rosh Magulad. But it's Mogish Maki, the Taka, the Gears was Roimach, because the Makar of this halacha is from that Gemara and Sanhedrin, which is learned out from the Pusik, from Vayikach Roimach Biyodit. Vayar Pinchas, this is right at the end of the parsha, the last week's parsha, Vayar Pinchas, Vayikach Roimach Biyodit. A kanoi, he saw the maisa, and then he took a roimach biyodin. They say, "Sedar kanoim," in quotation marks, kanoim. The first thing is in the vayokam baboiker, vayikach roimach biyodin. First thing is vayikach roimach biyodin. After they go outside, vayar, they're looking for where to make the kanois. That's not the seder advarim. The seder advarim is vayar pinchos, and then vayikach roimach biyodin. Roimach is the maki roimach resh memches. A kanoi is a kanoi b'chol ramachi varav. Maybe he's mukhan to get cleft even b'chol ramach ivar. Aber it's be'ikr that he's through and through a kanoi, an emes a kanoi, and that's like we said before the din. It's kanoi in poigim, but the whole din is only for a kanoi. Lemaisa, this parsha is broken up that the story of the kanois is in last week's parsha, the end of Volok. But the schar is only a week later. It doesn't always look right away what the kanoi is doing, mazet nish mastutzach da, aber the kanois he does, a week later mazet begin the schar. You have to check a gausam, maybe you have to check a ganze woche, but that, boy, the zayn, was the shah. A woche spet, the zetman taka, was this is. Also, a kanoi shteit alein, is a vort, that a lot of years, chukas and balak is one parshim, tzazamen, we mekoyer, this you're not, but a lot of years, mekoyer, chukas, balak, gay tzazamen, oichit matas masi gay tzazamen. Pinchas shteit alein, the kanoi shteit alein, chukas balak is tzazamen, matas masi is tzazamen, oh, but the kanoi shteit alein, the kanoi is the yochid, it's not a, a tzibur of kanoi. This is the yochid of Eimid Levada, the kanoi. some Sofer brings that Zimri was really Shlumiel ben Suri Shadoi, the Nasi of Shimon. And Abazai makes a cheshbon that Abazai, he has to be at least 100 years old. And he says, it's interesting, the Diyak in Targum Yonis, and it says, Vishum Gabra Bar Yisrael Ketila de Iskatil. He was a Gabra Ketila. He wants to say it's because he was already 100, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Aben Mei is already Ke'ilu Ovar Min Oilam, Ke'ilu Mei Suba Ovar Bafel Min Oilam. That's why he was Bar Yisrael Ketila. He was already 100 years old, because he was Shlumiel Ben Suri Shadai. Interesting that the Marshon Sanhedrin over there in that Pebe says that Zimri was Shaul Ben Aknas, who was from the Yordei Mitzrayim. And the Mazai, like the Marshon, Zimri was 250 years old. Now we said the Gemara in Zvachim explains that there was a machloikis if Pinchas was already a kohen or no. Pinchas only got the kohuna now. But Emeth, he wasn't a kohen because the kohuna was given la'aroin ubonov, and whoever will be noilat from them afterwards, and whoever was born, his eidikloch that were already born, were not kohen. Pinchas was already born. Pinchas ben Alodra ben Aaron a kohen. He was already born. He wasn't a kohen. At this ma'aser was mischadish that he's also a kohen. Yesh vachkor, the types of divortally. Lu Yitzuyer Pinchas was from Shevet Naphtali, from Shevet Yehuda. He would also be able to be given the kahuna. He was from Shevet Dan. The Eretz of Dumas Leichet Akoyin. Yesh Lodin that lists Shdozas. Avada, you have to be from Zera Aaron. And Pinchas was from Zera Aaron. Nor there was a Hagbola that when the kahuna was nitten to Aaron Ubonov, it was nitten to Abdullah Aaron Ubonov, and not the Enoch. Avem is given a Tzurik Genomen. No, Eretz can't sign Akoyin. We said before he ate shruma anyways until now. It's baskon. But the nishgiven mizera aron bechlal, but nishgiven shayich. He got the kahuna now, but avada but nishgiven shayich without the fact that he was mizera aron. In Zohar state that Pinchas got the neshama of Nodav and Abihu. When Pinchas did this ma'aser kanoyis, and there's a lot of parallels there with Nodav and Abihu. Nodav and Abihu were maybe Eish Zora Asher Loi Tziva Hashem. Pinchas also does it tikkun by doing something that's not Ginoi Asher Tziva. It's Halacha Ve'ein Moirin came. And he went and did it. Nodav and Abihu were Moir Halacha B'tnei Rabam. Pinchas also, there was Nis Alma Halacha from Moshe, and he went and asked, and he did the Kanois. And it says that Pinchas got the Nishama, it was Parchan Ashmasi Betzim, when the Yidden came, they saw what was going on, and they wanted to, and it was Parchan Ashmasi. And he got the neshama of Nodav and Avihu. First day afterwards, Pinchas is Eliyahu. That's a mazunderish move. Pinchas is Eliyahu. You have to understand Rashi and Megillah, and Daf Yudal, when he gives the Rishima of the Menches Nevi'im, Pinchas and Eliyahu are two different Nevi'im on the Rishima. Daf Mavarazayin there in you. But Pinchas gets the neshama of Eliyahu. But at this stage, he gets the neshama of Nodav and Avihu. And Kenzai, that's the chat that he became a Kohen. The Kohuna was given to Aaron Ubonav only. And only the Noel of the Achrim, the Pshat is Pinchas got the Neshama of Nodav and Avihu. And that's even the Pshat that it says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron. You could read it differently. Pinchas ben Elazar, but it's also Pinchas ben Aaron. By now that he got the Neshama of Nodav and Avihu, it's Pinchas ben Elazar who's also Pinchas ben Aaron. And that's how he's getting the Kahuna, because he's becoming from Bnei Aaron. And over there it's before that it was even the Indian of Yibam, Nodav and Avihu, another Pshat in their faith was that they were made to believe on him. So mostly about the doctrine of Musar of Yibam, it's not that Eliezer and his summer did Yibam, but Pinchas ben Elazar Keilu is Hakim Shmam because he gets the Neshama of Nadav and Avihu, and that's how he gets the Kohuna. Now again, he was ready Mizera Aaron, and Avadi was ready Mishavit Levi, Mishavit HaKohuna. I saw Pshama the Torah Tamimi, he says a very big chiddush. He says, what's the idea that Zimri wasn't the sky until then? He only got the kohuna afterwards. He says, if Pinchas would have been a kohen already, then when he did the Maaser Kanoyis, people would say with this Gemara that Kehanim HaKavdonim, that's the whole sugya in the 10th parak of Baba Basra and Get Poshet, Kehanim HaKasonim and Kavdonim. So if Pinchas would already have been a kohen, then they would say he didn't do it Mitzad Kanoyis, he did it Mitzad Kehanim HaKasonim and Kavdonim. That's why it was vichtig that he only got the kahuna afterwards. Which to me is a very big chiddush, because the chiddush of the mitzias that kehanim ha-ka'asonim and kavdonim, hotzaton that he's a koyin. On the tzad that Pinchas loy niskayin at shehargav zimri. So he wasn't yet a koyin. Like I'll be the cloud that kehanim ha-kavdonim and ka'asonim. That's the mitzias that he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-koyin. So when he got the kahuna attack is when he got that mitzias of ka'asonim and kavdonim. That's a chiddush. The Medrash says that Pinchas got a schar. The oystrik of the Medrash is V'dinu sheyito schar. So come Pinchas schar. So come to maschar. What's the chat? So come to maschar. V'dinu sheyito schar. So one shot I saw is, like we spoke already, we said if Pinchas would have been from Shevet Naphtali, from Shevet Don, but Lishki Ben Pasa Machna Makoyin. No, it's like these, how come he's there, Aaron? He wasn't a Koyin yet. The Dinu Shiito Schari. So come to Maschar. Chasam Soiber says a pshat. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Lama Tess, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Moleka. Why? Because, what's the reason Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Moleka? So you could say a pshat. More than say it, but you could say a pshat. Look at Chasam Soiber. Because maybe a person will be Makalkal Maisev, you give him his schar, but then he'll be Makamaisev and he doesn't deserve the schar. Of Bibal Pinchas was Mizakes Arabim, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaMizakes Arabim Ein Chet Bal Yodoy. Bibal Kol HaMizakes Arabim Ein Chet Bal Yodoy, and Pinchas was Mizakes Arabim, and being Kad Hashem Shemayim, he's able to get the Dinu Shehitel Schar, he can already get the schar in Olam Hazeh. There's another pshat from the Chedush Yarim. What takes pshat schar mitzvah by al malekah? You don't get schar in this world. What happened to loisolin pula socher ad boiker? You have to eat also, right? It's a lav loisolin pula socher. So there's a pshat based on a shach in choshe mishpat. When someone's doing a shlichus, there's no tnai that has to be that day when he's doing it b'shlichus. So normally the yidden are doing it b'shlichus. Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Har Sinai b'shlichus from Hakadosh Baruch Hu doing it b'shlichus. But Pinchas did his egg, right? Halacha ve'ein moirin kein. He did it on his own. Af emes tanke layolim pula socher b'dinu sheyitol scharet. The Chasam Sofer says another shot. He says, why schar mitzvah you don't get usually? Because schar mitzvah is mitzvah. The schar of mitzvah normally is another mitzvah. Over here by Pinchas didn't want another mitzvah. So this is the end goal is going to. And it's the zuf, so come in and noch amol a matzah from a zah mitzvah. That's what the only zah we make in the Kamaris. So here in the Noisim is Brisi Shalom. In Rebbeinu Bechai states, Shalom is Shaloi Lomas. Shalom is, you read it, Shaloi Lomas. He got a schar that he's not going to die. Which stems, if you learn Pinchas to Elio, then he never died. Elio was Oyle Besar HaShemayma. So he's Mechur. So, I saw a pshat. The Gemara says in Brachis, Omer Ababin, Hanifter Mechaveiri, Omer Leilech Lisholim. Normally when you leave your friend, you're supposed to say Leich Lisholim. Hanifter Men Ameis, by a ptira of a nifter, someone that was nifter, you say lech bisholim. So normally when you zegin from someone, you say lech lisholim. But when from a mace, you say lech bisholim. And what do you do by Elio Anovi? It's loy chai veloy mace. He was all of a sarah shemayim. By a chai, you say lech lisholim. By a mace, you say lech bisholim. What's talking by Elio? Sholim! Not with a lamed, not with a base. Hinri noisele is brisi, sholim. By a chai is lisholim, by a mace is bisholim, by a yo, pinchas of yo, nice and they breezy, sholim. Yeah, you have shpetter in the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the Messiah to Yeshua ben Nun, that he should be mamshech, dan hogam. Venosato me hoitcha alof. So Rashi, me hoitcha, v'loi kol hoitcha. Nimtzinu lamedim, p'nei Moshe kechama, p'nei Yeshua kalavonim. Now, Pashat Stam, the Levana is smaller than the Shemesh. But it's more than that also. It's not so much that it's smaller. The Levana doesn't have its egg in a source of oil. It's Makabal, reflection from the Shemesh. Pnei Moshe Kechama, Pnei Yeshua Kalavana, Yeshua is the Makabal. Yeshua is the Makabal. That's the Taich. And then Asatam, how you call it? You have Mamash Alev and Yonam of Karbonis right before the Yom Yimei Ben Amitzorim. Comes all the inyonim of the karbonis of the moedim, supposed to be moir. As a keves o echot tasev a boiker, you have first the parshas tomid. As a keves o echot tasev a boiker, as a keves a sheni tasev ben arbay. There's a medrash plia. The medrash I saw brought down, how the Joseph brings, medrash. There's a machlekes tanoim. What's the pasuk that's koilu the most? That in one pasuk is koilu kolatera kula. What's a pasuk hakoilel? So there's a machlekes. Ben zoyba oimer. What's a pasuk hakoilel? Shema Yisrael. Ben nanas oimer. A pasuk hakoilel is vahapto lereach hakamoicha. Rab Shimon ben Pazi es a keves o echa tasi baboyke. And Omar a certain time al raglav Omar halomik Rab Shimon ben Pazi. Is Ben Zoyba Oymer Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael is Emuna. Then not as well, but after the Reach of Kamoich, that called God on the Torah attack, as I said, Rabbi Kiva Oichen. And what's this, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, as a kevis of Echa Tassim of Oichen. What's so yisoidistic about this? So Ken Zayn, the Pshad is, the whole Tshuva, in Tshuva Smarsham, he talks about this matter, Shamsa. Ken Zayn, that the Pshad is, it's telling the Vek, Kvius, Hasmoda, Ritzifus, Kiseder, every single day, not one day, I'm all Nish, on a bumpy Oichen, Nei, as a kevis of Echa Tassim of Oichen, never without hafsoka, day in, day out, every single day, on a hafsoka. That's a yisoid gadol. That's Rav Shimon Bar says that's a yisoid gadol. Nalocha kedvorim stated in the Medrash. It's a kevus echat hasav abayikir. Keseder beretzifus. Nish megaytom, come to the gate. Beretzifus. Yet they talk. It's a kevus echat hasav abayikir. The Maase, the parasha of Tumah is brought down twice. Also in parashas Tetzaveh, and again over here. In the morning, the mitzvahs they counted here in Shasan Techinuch, the Rambam, when they bring the mitzvah of Korban Tomid, they bring the one from Parashas Pinchas, Tzorach Dir. The Ramban counts it twice. The Ramban counts Tomid in the minyan mitzvahs, you know, it's always Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban says that Tomid Shal Shachar and Tomid Shal Erev is Ben Arbayim, is two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs. Most of the morning mitzvahs counted as one mitzvah, and they count the one from over here from Parashas Pinchas. Now there's a diak, Rishkalavos Medayik, in Parashat Tetzav it says, Esakeves Ho Echod. And in Parshas Pinchas it says Keves Echod, not Ho Echod. So he says, Pshat, based on the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara says, if you weren't makrib the Keves in the morning, you can't be makrib the one of Bein Arbaim. There's a shit in Gemara Menachos, that's Nun. B'medvar ma'murim, shaloi nischanach ha'mizbeach. Aval nischanach ha'mizbeach, then you could be makrib Bein Arbaim. So in Parshas Tetzav, it's talking the first time we're being now mechanach the mizbeach. Over there, it's a Keves Ho Echod, that's in a Boiker. It's ma'akiv. It must be that first you were makir of the one in the boiker, and only afterwards then the one in Tzorai. And Parshas Pinchas, when it was reading the Schanach HaMizbeach, it doesn't have to be Ho Echad, because it's not makir. Even if you weren't makir of the one in the boiker, you're allowed to be makir of the one of the Tzorai. So there's the two Tamidim, Tamid Shal Boiker, Tamid Shal Shachar. And you have to Kesedr, like we said before, Tamidim Kesidron. There's a Vart that Ershta Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Mamash and Simon Aleph, in Orechayim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And the last halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Resh Tzad Zayin, it's the Simon that talks about Purim Katan, when there's two others. But for the last, the Shag that you make a suit of this, it's up to Machaber over there, the Toiv Lev Mishta Tomid. So there's a part, a person has to always be Shnei Tmidim Kesidrom. Oichet the Shivisi Hashem Lenetis Tomid, or there's only a Stira Taka to Oichet, the Toiv Lev Mishta Tomid. And Tehillim Oichet, but Svev Sokim Shivisi Hashem Lenetis Tomid, and there's a pasuk in Tehillim v'chatosi negdi tomet. Gam mizeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yidecha. Those are the shnei tmidim. You have all the karbonis musaf on Shabbos Avada. There was shnei kvasim lechem mishne. On a regular day there's two kvasim, tamet shal shayach and tamet shal boiker. And on Shabbos there's lechem mishne, so vayt the two kvasim. On the Yom Tovim it's already a whole different setup that there are many different karbonis of karbonis musaf. Seven kvasim and a par, a whole seder advar, and every chag is different. But on Shabbos it's lechem mishnah. The Bnei Sosra says, we say in davening on musaf on Shabbos, the es musaf yehim haShabbos hazeh nasev and akrav lefanecha. In the middle of davening, it's Shabbos already, Mashiach and Nochon Nishke coming, and we're saying es musaf yehim haShabbos hazeh nasev and akrav lefanecha. He brings a very big chiddush from the Marani Panu in the Sefer Asorah Mamoris that l'asid lovoy, we're going to bring all the karbonis of every single Shabbos and of every single Yontif. Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Tov Shin Ayin, you're supposed to have a Musaf. There's going to be a Tashlumen of them. So we're saying, with davening that it should be the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we say in Tefillah, Musaf, the whole Tefillah. He writes in there, it should be Nivda the Beis HaMikdash, in the Musaf of Yontif and the Musaf of Shabbos also. And then we say, and we're going to be Makar, that's Musaf Yoyim, HaShabbos HaZeh, Nasav and Akal Lufanecha, every single carbon, every single Shabbos, with a Cheshbin, Parshas Pinchas, Tov Shin Ayin, Vetmin, Makar Zayin. So on Shabbos, the carbon musaf on Shabbos is just double. On a regular day, it's two kvasim. On Shabbos, there's two more kvasim. There's no chatas. There's two kvasim o'ayla. On Shabbos, there's no chet. Shabbos, there's no series in lachatas like in all the Yom Tovim. Shabbos is lamalim and a chet. Shabbos is no shaykhas to chet. In Parshas Bereishis, it goes through the whole story of Adam Arishon and had the chet eitz hadas. But in the first parak in Bereishis, it doesn't say that. It says, the Shesh is made Bereishis, and then it says, there was sixth day, and then Vayichul Hashemayim Ha'aretz. In Parak Beis, it starts again by Arichas with the Chet Eitz Hadas. no mention of it in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, we say about the Sheishes and Emerations, and then come to Ron Shabbos. And Shabbos and Zokhan Chayt. After this, Perek Beis, Nochem will take two. We go through the story again, the whole Arichas, he was kicked out from all the Gan Eden from before already. But the Erz of Zachem Shtelavek is that the Sheishes and Emerations and the Shabbos. Shabbos Hanish Tzachit. Shabbos Hanish Tzachit Bechlal. On Yom Toivim, there's different, there's Karbonis, there's Shiva Kvosim, and a Par, and an Ayil, and a series of Lechatos. On Shabbos, there's no chait. Ad kedekach, gehat amol asofik. The Gemara says, when you bring, on Shabbos, Lamosh, you bring four kvosim, right? The two of a regular day, plus two of Musa. The Gemara is before, in the Siddhis of Todir and Mekudish, in Perakala Todir, Otu Shabbos, le Musaf ahani, le Tomid, lo yahani. The Tomid on Shabbos, lechat a Shabbos, the Ketomid. Now, Vada, when Shabbos is chal on Yom Tif, the Karbonis are Yom Tifik and Shabbos. Otu, the Shabbos, ahani, le Yom Tif, lo yahani. I'm a supik on the Sirizim lechatas that you bring. When Shabbos is chal on Yom Tif, you bring a Sirizim. Oh, but the Sirizim is kol kula Yom Tif Tik. It's not Shabbos Tik. The Shabbos is loyani, legabi Yechvesis, legabi the Dorm, the Todrum Makudish, the Mimavarab, that's true. That the Sirizim from a Shabbos that's chal Yom Tif, the Sirizim lechatas is kol kula Hotsu the Yom Tif, Nitsu the Shabbos. Shabbos Hanish can try this. Mitachatas. But everyone, Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tif, they all have a Sirizim Echot. Now on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara and Chul and the Samach, the Gemara makes a Diak. That Rosh Chodesh is different than the other Yom Tovim. By Rosh Chodesh it says, I'm sorry, by Rosh Chodesh it says a different Usir Izim Echad Lachatos Lashem. All the other times it says Usir Izim Echad Lachatos. On Rosh Chodesh, all the Yom Tovim, Usir Echad Lachatos, Usir Izim Echad Lachatos. By Rosh Chodesh, Usir Izim Echad Lachatos Lashem. The Gemara says in Chulin, Man Ishtano, the Gemara says, Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shenemar by Lashem. Why by Rosh Chodesh does it say Sirizim Echad Lachatos Lashem? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soyer Zei Hei Kapora Al Shemi Atati Yasa Yireach. But Shtei Dorin Azoi, the Gemara Chulun explains that the Yireach came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Rabbi Nishloi Lam Tu Malochem HaMashtamish Bekes Erecha. So Ebishti said, fine, make yourself smaller. So he had Chalishas Hadas. He said, maybe you'll be Shailah Ben Yom and Laila. All Sakh of Atariya. That the Ebishti was Mamayit the Yireach. And at the end, the Gemara fears always, that's why it says, Sirizim Echad Lachatos Lashem, Hashem said I should get a Kapora Shemi Atati Yasa Yireach. So Rabbi Shai Pickering in the side says this is soidus that we don't understand in Kabbalah what this Indian of that the miyat of the Yireach has to do with the Sirizim Echad Lachatos Lashem. The Rif already in Shavua says that Avada the Gemara means it's for the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael, not for the Avla of the miyat Yireach. I saw the Maritzchi is over there says a Shein Epshat. He says in Rambam state Amdazach, in Rambam Gemara in the Bukim state, why do we bring the Chatos on Rosh Chodesh? He says, because it's the people who are Oyved Abay the Zorah to the Yireach. So he says, everything goes together. If the Yireach wouldn't have gotten smaller, then there wouldn't be Oyved Abay the Zorah to the Yireach, because they wouldn't see that the Yireach stands as an Egen Azach. There's a Shemesh Yireach, they're both the same size. Yibalt, it was in the Smayat Yireach, that triggered off that it's Chet of Abay the Zorah, and therefore you need a Kapara for the Chet of the Abay the Zorah. But it all started from the Miyat HaYireach. So that explains it. Now, I never understood, in this Shaka Vataria, originally, when the Yireach was shoveled with the Shemesh. We know, we said before by Yeshua and Moshe also, the Shemesh is the source of the light, and the Yireach is Makabel. In the Tchilas Abriya, when the Yireach and the Shemesh were shoveled, the Metzius was that the Yireach was also a source of oil? I don't know. It could be the Pshat is Avada, the Yireach was the Makabel. No, the Metzius was that the Kabbalah's oil that the Yireach had was the same Koyach as the Shemesh, and the Yireach's Vikuch was that it shouldn't be Melo, Mustam, Shekazarech, they said to get smaller. But Avada Mitchila and Vaita was a Tzura of a Noisin and a Makabel. Nor, the Tzura was that the Makabel, the Talmud, the Ibigishtig, and the Gevendi, the Rebbe. And the Vikua was, and then it made it smaller. That in the beginning, it was, I don't know what it would mean then, it's two Shemesh, it was Taka two Shemoshim. So hold it. Shemesh is the Noisin Ha'ar. The Yireach has the Makabel. What was. And this soidus in this Indian that has to be with a Zatzura. What was the Indian before it was Nismait? Was the Yireach also a noisy art, or it was only a Makabel? Or no, the Makabel, it was Pnei Moshe, it was Pnei Hashemesh, Kibnei Hacham, and Pnei Yireach also. Was the same. The Makabel was the same. We say in the Pisma, we say, Korol Hashemesh v'Yizroch Oyer, Rav v'Hiskin Suras Halvona. There's another gear, so Rav v'Hiktin Suras Halvona. Hiktin, he made it smaller. There's a man that grows beyond them with the Shemesh and the Yireach. It's a Mefurash Halach and Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if people know. In Siman Tov Chav Vav, the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, a seder of saying Birchas Levana, once a month when the Levana Bechidusha we make a Birchas Levana, and he says he's supposed to say three times the Pasuk Shem Shani Roi Yikinek Necho, and then Benoi Gemoimer David Melech Yisrael Chavakayim, because Malchus based David is Nimshal to Levana, V'osev L'schadish Kamoisa, Uknesses Yisrael Tavzo was David Babayla, there's in Yonim in them, that it's Mesamel the Zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Dugmas HaLevana, Shenemar Shemesh Umogen Hashem, V'lochein Oysen Simchis V'rikudim V'kiddush HaChodesh Dugmas Simchas Nesuin. The Oilam is Noyik to dance after the it's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and he says you're supposed to make a Tanzah Zoydi Achasana. Something will go away, isn't it? It's not good, but Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Medav Tanzin Dugma Simchas Nesuin, and it's Mesamu this Inyan of the Chibur between the Shemesh and the Yireh. And it says we also say David Malchus Rabachayim, because the Malchus of David is Nimshal to the Levana, and it's Osid Leschadesh Kamois. And again, it's going to get back the way it was then. What was then? A source of light, or just that it says that Malchus based David is Nimshal to Levana. The Pshat is because from Avram Avinu until Shloim HaMelech was 15 Doiris, and that was the up going up until it got to the Shpitz by Shloim HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash. And then 15 dirhams from Shloima, Rachavam, Bechulei, all the way down till the Golas. Golas of Golas bubble of the Churban Bayis Rishon. So that's the Seder. A month is 15. The moon gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it gets to the Shpitz by 15, and then it gets smaller. David, Malchus David is Nimshal to the Levana, V'osid L'schadish Kamoi. So that was the Seder at Horam. Till Shloima is 15 dirhams, and then downward, another 15 dirhams. There's a tour in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh in Simen Tov Yud Zayin. The tour, Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim, brings from his brother Rabbi Yehuda. This brother Rabbi Yehuda was killed al Kiddush Hashem on Yud Zayin Tammuz. That's his yard site. He was naked al Kiddush Hashem on Yud Zayin Tammuz. But upon the tour over there in Simen Tov Yud Zayin Tammuz. Yeah. The Torah brings down from his brother Rabbi Yehuda a tam that the it's really from a medrash that the moyadim are connected to three avos. Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says Lushi Vasi Ugois. It was Pesach. That was the matzis. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak. That the tkiyah shofar of the Eilish of Yitzchak is Matan Torah. And Sukkos is connected to Yaakov. Well, v'lemitneu also Sukkos. And then the medrash continues. The Torah is bringing this that all the 12 months, the Rosh Chodesh of the 12 months are keneged the 12 Shvatim. The same way the three Mayadim, the Shalish and Golem, are keneged the Shlesha Avos, the Yud Beis Rosh Chodesh, which was also Rosh Chodesh Zoichet, Amayid, is keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim. And there's a whole Arichas in the Sforim exactly how you work out which Chodesh is Shaykh to which. Now, in the Karbonos, in the Seder Advarim, just the kitzer to understand again, we said already that Shabbos doesn't have a chattis and Shabbos just has two kvasim, which is exactly double of a weekday. That's lechem mishnah. The lechem ishei reich mechayek lashem is lechem mishnah to Rabbi Mishlam. On the other Yom Tov, to make it very bekitzer and simple to set up the Indian, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos is one sug set of karbonis. If you notice in the psukim, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos all have the same karbonis. Two par, one ayal and shiva kvasim, are a korban oila, and one sayer lechatas. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres is a definite. Yom Neiraim and Shmini Atzeres goes with that, is one par, one ayal and shiva kvasim. That's the shimon. If they know the inyan and then, but Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, and Shavuos is two par, one ayal and shiva kvasim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres is one par, one ayal and shiva kvasim. Of course, you have to realize Rosh Hashanah is also a Rosh Chodesh. So Lamaisa on Rosh Hashanah, they really brought three par, two ayal, and 14 kvasim, because it's oichet Rosh Chodesh. And it's Eichet Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos also has other karbonis, as the Shtei Alechem. But as the Etzem Seger Advarim, that's the Tzura. Sukkot Avad is an entirely different Indian. The Pari Achag, or Mismatim V'Holchim, you start with 13 Parim, and it goes down, 13, 12, 11, V'chulei. Also, everything is doubled. There are two Eilim instead of one Eil, and 14 Kvasim. But only one Sayer Lechatis on each day. There's a Remes, the Nisach HaMayim, in Sukkot. We know there was Nisach HaMayim in Sukkot, it's Allah Lama Yishim Yisini, but it's Nirmaz in the Pesukim. The Gemara already brings, in Tainus, that there's a Remez, Mem Yud Mem. Because every day by Sukkot, when it says about the Nisachim, it says, Minchasa V'Niska, but on the second day it says, Minchasa V'Niskehem. So that's an extra Mem. And then on the sixth day it says, Minchasa U'Nisacheha. which is an extra yud. And then again on the seventh day, there's a remez, not in the word niskav, but it says in kemisparom, kamishpatom. Kamishpatom is an extra mem. That's mem yud mem. On the second day of Sukkot, it says niskehem, an extra mem. On the sixth day, it says a remez of nisachah, the extra yud, and then kemishpatom, so there's an extra mem again. And that's mem yud mem is a remez for nisachamayim. Now it's a big machloikis if nisachamayim is dafka, or 7 days, or only which day it is. But the Gemara is telling why dafka on these days, why was the remez dafka on the second, the sixth, and the seventh day of Sukkot, especially like the mandim that nisachamayim is all 7 days, why was the remez of mayim given over there? In Zohar state, there's a pasuk, mayim rabos and shirashir, mayim rabim. Lo yuchlu lechabes es ha'ava. Im yiten ish es kol helin beisoy, boiz ya boiz uloy. So he says, boiz is beiz vav zayin. We're talking about the mayim rabim, shelo yuchlu lechabes es ha'ava. The mayim is boiz, beiz vav zayin. That's the second, sixth, and seventh. Beiz vav zayin. That on Sukkot, you're in beiz vav and zayin of Sukkot. But on the other days, on the third, fourth, and fifth, chamishi, revi, shlishi, which is cheresh, as a pasuk, cheresh is cheresh yadam, cheresh, those are the days that it's on, that it's not the mayim. Boiz Yevoidlo is the remez that the Nesach HaMayim is on the, those days. And again, Avadat HaLach HaMosh B'Sini, you have to know, but the remez was given on those days. Zaman Zoycha Zayin to Makar V'Karbonis.